IDF Major in the Reserves, Avraham Levine. He's a speaker, he's a digital content manager at Elma Research and Education Center. A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Hope you are well. Did you ever imagine this happening?
Well, to say all the developments in Syria are not a surprise is, I think, ingenuous. I think everyone was surprised from the Arab Spring over a decade ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, again, extremely surprised this December when how successful Julani and Erdogan were in taking down the Syrian army, the Syrian regime altogether with Assad.
Right.
And the current developments are also maybe not as surprising, but also the current diplomatic challenges that we're facing, as opposed to military challenges in other fields, I think is extremely important and curious to see what happens.
Can you just expand on that? What do you mean in terms of the other challenges?
Well, it seems like Julani, or Ashara, as it seems everybody accepted his new name, chose a path. And his path, the first stage was very clear to all of us, was to take down Assad. And to that goal, he had everyone together. The second phase was not as clear, holding this whole pack together and creating a new country, a stabilized country, not being a terrorist anymore, but being a leader, acceptable leader all around the world, is a new path with different challenges. And as so, he has to change obviously the way he looks, the way he dresses, the way he talks. And now he's a Western leader saying the right things. And we're watching from a side and thinking, is he only saying those things? Does he mean those things? And can he deliver on what he's saying, even if he does mean them? And all of those questions are questions that are very difficult to answer. They're not clearly military intelligence questions, as in how many tanks, how many airplanes, what missiles, what rockets. They're questions of intentions, and those are the ones that are the most challenging for us.
Yeah, because you can never really know. Even with the best of intentions, he can go back, and even with the worst of intentions, he can move forward. So it's very, very difficult. I would imagine, though, that for Syria, this is less about the scales falling from their eyes and seeing Israel for the loving nation that it is, but rather about the economics and what the U.S. can offer them.
Oh, I completely agree. This is a Syria story. The Israel-Syria border question is a completely byproduct and not the main issue, I'm sure. I mean, remember, his name's Julani, and I try to remind everyone that. Julani as in Golan. And he is a former jihadist that called his goal. He changed it to Ashara and forgot about his jihadist nickname for obvious reasons, and that's fine with us. And by the way, for the Syrian people, all the better. If now the U.S. lifts sanctions, that's great. I don't have anything against the Syrian people having a better economic situation and, more food, electricity, better infrastructure. But do I have to follow that act and accept it as in, oh, great, that's who it is, and be prepared for a tourist coming in from Syria? I think that we're not there yet.
It is interesting and I think noteworthy that none of the demands in terms of Syria's demands from Israel include anything about the Gazans or Palestinians.
No, I think he's way too focused on his own troubles right now. It also took him some time to speak about the Golan itself, which I don't think he'll ever. I mean, I'd be surprised again if he ever gives up the demands of the Golan. But he will be able to de facto say, for now, I can accept the situation. All I want is a stable border in the south. And Israel, as long as the interests align and the clear interest is a stable Syria, then we can work together.
The demand for Israel to withdraw from the buffer zone, is that one that Israel is likely to be able to accept?
Well, I'd have to go into details here. I think some of the posts that IDF put in the buffer zone are not necessarily there forever. And they're a means to an end to make sure that we don't trust the fence as being defense, to make sure that we understand the intentions on the other side and the stability, who's in charge. Remember, recently, about a month ago, Rubio from the United States said it will take 2 weeks and Syria will fall again. And I think he was referring to the problems with ISIS that's growing, because ISIS is seeing a Western leader instead of a jihadist leader. His problems are from both sides. So I think as long as it's stable, it seems logical that we can go back a little. But I think some of the places we took over are strategic, and we'll have to agree to disagree on them as long as we're not sure of the intentions on the other side and don't sign a proper agreement that we can rely on.
Is normalization envisaged? Is this going to be, is the intention to have a normal and full relationship with Syria? As you say, tourists, obviously that's a different story, and maybe that'll take time. But for the countries to be able to trade freely, to interact and enjoy what should be a neighborly arrangement?
I think it's a step in the right direction, but again, I would be surprised if that really, if we see the fruit of that in the coming future. Mm. But it's a step in the right direction. Again, stabilization is number one. Economics is number four.
Right.
We have a few steps on the way to that we have to clear out. And I think, again, that's hope for the best, but we have to be prepared for the worst, and that's why you'll see IDF on the border with the Druze problems, the ISIS problems, Alawite problems. There's many interests, by the way, that align. We can bring up smuggling of weapons from Syria to Lebanon, which Syrians are stopping as well as IDF is stopping. We can bring up drugs that Jordan is stopping from in Syria and see what he does with the drug industry too, if he tries to stop that industry or not. But so there are interests that we can both work with and step by step continue the process. But I think it's a small step in the direction.
Right,
I wouldn't go as far as a normalization and, shaking hands on the lawn of the White House.